You hear that? That's the sound of my summer, the window air conditioning unit in my home office. It's been an incredible relief, especially this past week as the temperatures have inched up close to triple digits. And while it might seem like a luxury to sit in a 70 degree room when it's 98 outside, not having air conditioning can be downright dangerous as global warming boosts average temperatures. The same people vulnerable to COVID-19 are also very vulnerable to extreme heat. And as the city faces its first heat emergency of the summer, that's presented a new dilemma. How do we keep some people in the city from having to make a very difficult choice? Escape the heat or escape COVID? I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. This is The Why. Catalina Jaramillo is a reporter for WHYY's Plan Philly. Catalina, tell me about Gloria and Hugo Nievas.
They're an adorable couple living in Hunting Park, which is one of the hottest parts of the city. They live by themselves. She's 83 from El Salvador, and he's 91 from Argentina. They met 50 years ago in New York. And then they moved to New Jersey, and then a year ago they moved here to Philly. He was a taxi driver. He kept working until like his 90s. They both seem very like youthful and energetic, but because they are old, they of course have a number of health conditions, including asthma. And they were having issues because they've spent all the summer without an air conditioner.
Why didn't they have an air conditioner?
Because they cannot afford it. They were living out of their pension. The pension was lower than their rent. So they were managing with like about 8 fans, not on the ceiling, but those like kind of like little fans all around the house.
Right. And why is Hunting Park, the neighborhood where the Nievas live, why is that one of the hottest neighborhoods in the city?
Basically because there is less trees. There's more pavement, and pavement absorbs more heat. Buildings absorb more heat. More buildings closer together absorb more heat, and it's more difficult for them to release that heat, so they stay hotter for a longer time. And this is what we call the urban heat island effect. I don't know if you've heard that. It's basically that cities warm up more than suburbs or rural areas where there's more trees and more grass that kind of like transform that heat into other stuff.
And, you know, I think everybody understands that, you know, high heat and especially the kind of humidity we have in Philadelphia can be dangerous. Who's especially at risk?
I spoke with Yvonne Michael. She's an epidemiologist from Harvard teaching at Drexel University.
People at highest risk include older adults, so people older than 60 or 65, as well as children younger than 5.
And also people who suffer from other medical conditions, such as obesity, diabetes, heart disease. What's interesting about that is if you notice, that's the same kind of group of people who has been most affected by COVID.
With the exception of the young children, all of the other risk groups are very similar.
And in Philadelphia, how many people die from heat?
In the 90s, more than 350 people died from the heat. But that has been getting better because the city has been implementing mitigation and adaptation plans that have helped. So in 1995, the city established this kind of like health and heat alert. And when the city declares a heat emergency, it activates a series of services and responses. One of them is opening cooling centers, which are air conditioning spaces where people can go. And they extend the hours of those centers so people can stay there longer. Another thing is the heat line, a number that people can call and say, like, I'm feeling exhausted and have their symptoms, and then they get nurses talking with them. If the nurse at that moment recognizes that you're having a problem, they can send nurses to go to your house and check your vitals. there's also something that's called a code red, which basically the Office of Homelessness increases their outreach. And if you see someone in the street, you can call a number so that someone comes and check on them.
And after the city put in all of those measures that they can activate during a heat emergency, what happened to deaths? Did they actually go down after that?
Yeah, they were able to save lives. In the last 8 years, just over 30 people have died from heat. So if you compare that to the 90s, that's a huge improvement. And I have to say that this is something that Philadelphia took like a front line in doing, and a lot of other cities replicate.
So did the Nievas have options for places to go to cool off?
Not really. Because of COVID, most of the places where people would go to cool off, like libraries or senior centers or rec centers or public pools, they're all closed. So the city's recommendation for people without air conditioning was to actually go and visit a neighbor or a friend or a family member who has air conditioning.
What did the Nievas think of that idea?
I mean, they didn't even know that that was an idea, right? I told them and they wouldn't believe it. They were scared of going out into some other people's house.
Yeah, that seems like it would be intimidating. I mean, especially if you don't know your neighbors. I don't know if they did.
So they don't know anyone where they could do that. And even like, also like you have to imagine this is, they're 83 and 91. It's not like they're gonna go like knocking on doors, trying to convince neighbors to, if they can have them in. I also spoke with people around them, if they would be able to kind of like accommodate a neighbor that don't have AC. And people were saying no, like no way. Like I remember I spoke with a family, they were also older and senior people, and they were like, we're not even letting our own family come in. Like if they come here to deliver us something, we ask them to leave it outside of the door.
Yeah, I would think that's also a difficult ask right now because of COVID. Everybody has spent months limiting their circle so as to keep everybody safe, right?
It's a little bit of a double message because you're saying people stay at home, but then you're saying go to your neighbor or your friend if you don't have AC. The way that New York City solved this kind of like conundrum, right, between COVID and heat was that they had a heat plan that incorporated all the uncertainties and health issues that COVID brought. So what they did is like they raised funds to create a program to give AC units for seniors, for the people who are more vulnerable. So they didn't have to come out of their houses and they could stay there. The city got $55 million from a few different government agencies to give away 74,000 AC units to low-income seniors.
Could Philadelphia do something like that?
Philadelphia says they're not going to do that because they cannot afford it. COVID put our budget in a real deep shortfall of $750 million. And they say they're trying to get partners to help them, to provide some kind of cooling agent, as they call, but they haven't said what.
So where does that leave people like the Nievas in terms of, you know, options? What are the options for people who just don't have air conditioners?
The city is kind of doing whatever they can, right? So there are spray grounds. There are 92 spray grounds distributed across the city. There are play streets. This is a program that basically closes one block to traffic for kids to play and have their meal. So they added one extra goal, which is to keep the kids cool. So they added cooling kits, which include like kind of like balloons and water and shade and umbrellas, so things that could help them stay cool. And then we were all waiting for knowing which would be the cooling centers that were going to be identified for the heat emergency, which is what happened this week.
As we did mention at the top of the newscast here today, we are tracking some dangerous heat. It will be hot and steamy out there.
On Monday, we got the first heat emergency of the year, and on Sunday afternoon the city identified 10 cooling spaces for people to go.
When we come back,
it's almost like Russian roulette. You're deciding, you know, weighing your risks against the others.
This is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. I'm talking with Catalina Jaramillo of WHYY's Plan Philly about how people in Philadelphia without air conditioning are balancing relief from the heat with safety from COVID. On Sunday, the city announced it would open 10 cooling centers.
They are 3 libraries, 2 schools, and 5 buses, SEPTA buses, that are positioned...
SEPTA buses?
Yeah. It's just like a bus parked in an intersection.
So people get on the bus and the air conditioning's on and they can just sit there and cool off. That was the response?
Yeah, that's the idea. And I think it's a creative one, located in north areas of North Philly and West Philly. But there was nothing in South Philly, which, remember, I told you Point Breeze is one of the hottest areas of the city.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, like, we went to 5 of them, and there was no one there because, one, there's no sign outside of any of these libraries or buses that could tell people, like, hey, this is a cooling center, come in. I went to the Lilian Marrero Library, which is in Kensington. As I said, there was no sign outside, so I was speaking with people outside, and I see this very pregnant lady, Brittany Birkings, with 2 kids, eating, like, having, like, glasses of water and ice. So I asked them, like, what's the situation? And they were visiting family in West Kensington. She's from South Philly, and she was exhausted. So I told her, like, do you know about the cooling center right here? And she was like, no, I had no idea.
I might actually go in there with the kids. Yeah. No. Thanks for telling me.
And then also, these places were identified less than 24 hours before they opened. So usually, like, organizations, community organizations and neighborhoods and everything, like, kind of communicate people where they can go in case of an emergency. Here, there was no time to doing that. So they were mostly empty.
You know, Catalina, we've all heard that, you know, governments are really straining financially right now because of the COVID pandemic. But we also know that heat poses a really significant risk of death for particularly vulnerable populations, just like COVID. And it's often the same population that's at risk of dying from heat as COVID. Is the city kind of weighing these two risks against each other?
I think it's tough.
Philadelphia was ahead of the game in putting in health alerts and, you know, monitoring it. They did not plan for adding a pandemic to it.
I talk about this with Ruth McDermott Levy. She's an expert, a health expert looking at climate change and seniors.
It's almost like Russian roulette. You're deciding, you know, weighing your risks against the other.
The problem here is, like, basically you're putting people with heat vulnerabilities or senior people in a very tough situation where they have to decide how much they're going to risk, right? Am I going to stay at home and risk maybe having a heat stroke or having any heat illness? Or am I going to go out and be in risk of getting COVID? So the city's putting people kind of like between a rock and a hard place.
The best option would be a home with air conditioning and being able to afford paying for the air conditioning so it's maintained. And so that's something we need to look at long term, because the heat is not going to go away. That's going to continue.
Catalina, you've written a few stories this summer about the heat and how the COVID pandemic is making that really difficult to plan for. What's been the response to your reporting so far?
I think people are very frustrated by the response of the city. And after the story about the ACs and the nievas, I got a lot of people offering donations of AC units, which I've been able to put into contact with Esperanza, which is an organization who's helping people in Hunting Park, the area that the nievas live.
And what happened with the nievas? Were they able to get any relief from the heat?
Yes, finally they were able to save, and a friend helped them some money, so they got a new AC. I was there when they installed it. They were so happy. They put it in their bedroom because they were not being able to sleep. So she was, like Gloria said, she was very relieved and happy, and that she will never leave the house anymore.
Un alivio va a ser. Ahora lo vamos a usar. Vamos a ver.
thank you, Catalina, and stay cool.
Thank you.
Catalina Jaramillo is a reporter for WHYY's Plan Philly. After Catalina's reporting, the city added two buses as cooling centers in South Philly. Officials said it was in response to her story. The Y is produced by Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, Kelsey Hansen, and Sabrina Boyd-Circa, with editorial direction from Katie Culinary. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. Stay safe, and we'll see you Monday.